We're going to bring Governor Chris Sununu, GMI Studios, on our network of stations on this Wednesday morning. Governor, most important question I want to ask is, how are you feeling?
Good morning, Jack. I'm feeling better. I'm feeling better. I think it's going to be a little while till I'm back up to 100%, to be honest. But I'm home. I'm working from home. Actually meeting with the Attorney General this morning here. And so, you know, the state is still well in good hands. I can promise you that. And we're doing what we need to do. But it was a scary weekend, without a doubt. And, you know, just a kind of a little bit of a wake-up call about, you know, we all need to be smart, preventative care, keep our eye out for warning signs. And, you know, we have a great healthcare system and great individuals, especially at Portsmouth Hospital where I was. And so lean into it, you know, use it and make sure that we're all taking care of ourselves and finding that good balance.
And I appreciate you calling in this morning. A lot of people are concerned, and I'm glad you're feeling better. Governor, I imagine it must take a lot to get you to go to the hospital for yourself. You had said on our network last week you've not had many sick days on the job. It's been a very unusual year or two, and we've all had health scares. I've had my own, Governor. And I want to ask you this personally. You know, is what happened to you, and you're still on the mend, giving you any pause to reflect or on choices or priorities going forward on what you may or may not do next? You get asked that a lot in terms of running for office or not, or career. Is it giving you any choice or any pause on priorities or what's next?
No, not in terms of what's next. I mean, look, in terms of like running for governor or senate or anything like that, being a senator, yes, that's a lot less stress than being a governor. There's no doubt about that. So I guess in theory that could be an attractive move, but I love being governor. It is very stressful, and COVID makes it very stressful, has made it a lot tougher. But I love doing it, and so I think it's more about whatever you do. It's not just in politics or public life. Obviously, that adds a level of stress. But, look, we all have stresses in our lives, and we all just have to find a better work-life balance in terms of managing that stress, eating right, eating healthy. You know, when I asked the doctor leaving the hospital, I said, so, what do I have to start doing? And all that, and he said, well, what I'm about to tell you is nothing you haven't heard before and nothing that's going to surprise you. You need to eat at regular times. You need to, you know, just have a balanced diet. You need to exercise more. Take more time for yourself. You know, and so it's things we all know. We see every single day, and there's no reason we can't do it. It takes a little discipline, I think, and a little effort to make it happen. And so I just need to put a little more, I don't want to say Chris time in, but a little more me time, I suppose, to making sure. I spend a lot of time with the family, but maybe I don't spend enough time on me in terms of reducing that stress level, right, and taking care. That's all.
I think Governor Sununu has probably been difficult in the last year or two, also trying to be everything to everyone. It's been an unusual time to be a chief executive of any state. And I guess just when you were not feeling well last week and you were open and honest about it, just weren't feeling well, thought it might have been flu-like, and you tested negative for COVID, just walk us through a little bit about, you know, kind of what you went through and how, you know, were you surprised and, you know, did the diagnosis make sense once they were able to, you know, diagnose what it was?
Well, I won't go through all the gory details, but I was a bit nauseous on Monday evening, and that was kind of weird. And then Tuesday I was at work at the State House, but feeling a little weak. But Wednesday morning I woke up, and I couldn't stand up for more than 3 or 4 minutes without getting kind of lightheaded, a little dizzy. And I thought, and that's where the whole, oh, man, I better get tested. This could be COVID. I'm exhausted. I wasn't really achy, but, you know, maybe this was the onset of something. And so we got multiple tests, and those all came up negative. I took a couple more days at home to rest, and it just wasn't getting better. I was sitting down and all that, felt fine. As soon as I stood up, I got lightheaded. So I thought, you know, long weekend's coming. You know, I'm not one to go to the doctor and all that, but let me try to be a little smart about this. So I called some folks at Portsmouth Hospital, and they said, come right in. We'll take a look. And I wasn't expecting when the nurse kind of burst into the room after taking some tests with her eyes kind of wide open. She's whispering something to the doctor, and he's looking back at me. And right there, you know, something isn't right. And they let me know. They said, look, your hemoglobin level, your blood level is about a third of what it should be. And so we need to start a transfusion immediately. And I went, oh, my. Like, that is not what I was expecting to hear. But, you know, they're great over there. They were right on it. Their care was great, and they started the whole process. So it was scary. They moved me to the bigger hospital. I was in their Dover emergency room, which is terrific. And they moved me over to the bigger hospital and started a whole process. And I had a few procedures and all of that. And they put a lot of transfusions into me before they could get me stable. And God bless that they did. And now it'll take a few months to really recuperate and just get those levels back. But it's all healable. It's all manageable. And a lot of it is on me, really, just to find that that better balance of stress and eating and health. And look, people see me out there. I take pictures with cookies, and I'm at a brewery tasting, you know, the latest brewery, or I'm out, you know, having, you know, doing the promotional stuff for the state. I love doing that. And so I'm not going to necessarily stop doing that, but it's just about having a better balance of diet and exercise and just a little more self-awareness that, look, I know I act like a 22-year-old, but apparently I'm not 22 anymore. So,
Governor Sununu, thanks for being so open about this, because it must be hard. You don't seem like the type that, but I know a lot of people do want to hear, and it helps spread a message. The other one is, I'm thinking when you talk, underscores the importance of giving blood, right, for transfusions. We don't think car accidents absolutely. Or something else. These hospitals and health, they need that fresh supplies of blood, correct?
You know, one of the hardest things I do as governor is every year I go give blood at the Singer Blood Drive in Manchester, because I'm so afraid of needles. Everybody knows that by now, I think. But I do it every year, and I'm proud to do it. And, man, when they said I needed a transfusion, I thought, well, I guess I felt like I had paid it forward a little bit. And it really is a wake-up call. We all have a responsibility. And if you can, you should. And if you can go give blood, it's a half hour you can take out of your year. But if everyone does it, the whole system just becomes so much more solid and reliable. And you don't know when you're going to need it. And I didn't know when I was ever going to need it. I obviously didn't think I was going to need it at 46 years old, but I did.
Right.
And God bless it, I might need it again next week. I don't know, but we could all need something in the future. And so taking a little extra time and making sure that we're part of that, you know, that responsibility of care is really important, because the doctors and nurses are phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But they just need, you know, sometimes we all have to help out with some of those tools and resources to help our neighbors. So I don't know who the four or five individuals are that donated the blood that's now pumping through my veins, but thank you. Hopefully they're from the 603. Who knows?
Governor Chris Sununu live. I don't want to zap your energy, Governor. Just real quickly, please, I'm going to let you end on any thoughts on 9/11 and the 20th anniversary in New Hampshire. I know that we have the free, the great air show over Pease this weekend, but also just your schedule and timetable. You're going to take some days. You mentioned you're going to meet with the Attorney General at home. Are we looking at a few weeks and gradually getting back to more of the statehouse stuff, or what are the plans?
Yeah, I think so. So, hey, look, first on 9/11, it's amazing it's been 20 years, right? I think that's a shock to me, because for all of us that were there, it really does seem like yesterday sometimes. And, I mean, amazingly tragic stories. And the whole world changed in literally an hour's time frame, which is amazing. And we live in a different world. But most importantly, you think about, you know, it's with the whole terrible ending to the Afghan situation. It did not end very well. But let's, you know, all the service members that gave everything. And, you know, in the early 2000s, remember, day by day, we'd get the count of, you know, the men and women that were serving our country that were not going to be able to come home anymore, really in the thick of the war. And that was a very scary time, all driven off of 9/11. And we live in the greatest country in the world. Unquestionable. And if it is anything I want folks to, and I think we all want folks to appreciate, is over the past couple of years, we've heard all the negatives of this country. We've heard all of our problems and our detriments, and those are real, and those have to be addressed without a doubt. But let's not forget for one second, this is an amazing country, that people literally risk their lives every day to come in here because we fight for freedoms, and because we don't fight for the freedom of the country as much as the freedom of the individual. And we always want to put the individuals first. And that's a threat to some folks across in other parts of the world. But we fight hard for it, and people give their lives for it. So, you know, it's not just the 20th anniversary. It's every day, right, that I think it's important to remember that sort of thing. You know, I was ready to go to the air show over at Pease. I don't think I'm going to be able to make that this Saturday. I really do need to rest a little bit. To be honest, I've been offered the opportunity to skydive with some folks.
I don't think I'd recommend that right now, Governor.
No, unfortunately, the doctor did put the kibosh on that one. I was a little scared. I was ready to do it, but no, I'm probably just going to take it easy, take some time with the family this weekend, maybe even, you know, go just get out of town for a day or something and just spend time with family, because that's one of the best things you can do on 9/11 is just appreciate and remember the gratitude that we all need to have for the blessings we have to not just be in New Hampshire or this country, but the blessings we have in our everyday lives. And that's kind of, it's all kind of coming together for me. You know, I haven't kind of a close brush here physically in the last week. 9/11 coming on, seeing what happened in Afghanistan, you know, be grateful for the blessings that we have. And we work hard as a country to have those, but Let's have some gratitude, thank those that have given it for us, and thank those especially that have made that ultimate sacrifice. So it'll be an emotional weekend in a lot of levels for a lot of folks, but right. But it can be a good one, you know.
Well, Governor Sununu, I'm sure people around you and the doctors will tell you, but you're the type that you need to hear it. Do not overdo too quickly. You know, give it time, and thank you for joining us on Good Morning New Hampshire. Continue to feel better.
You bet. Thank you, Jack. Be blessed, everyone.